The average investor underperformed the S&P 500 by 8.48% in 2024. Not 1%, not 2%, nearly 9 percentage points. And here's what really stings. This isn't a one-year fluke. Over the past 30 years, this gap has cost the average investor with $100,000 invested, $864,000 in lost wealth. Today, I'm going to show you why your pride in picking stocks is literally costing you your financial future and what discipline, process, and time management can do instead. But before we get into it, this is Brian. I'm a fiduciary financial advisor with over 25 years of experience, and I've seen a pattern more times than I can count. Smart people, engineers, doctors, successful business owners, convinced they can beat the market because they're good with numbers or they understand business. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Your intelligence doesn't translate to investment success. In fact, it often makes things worse because it feeds your pride. And pride is expensive. So let me break down exactly what's happening when you pick stocks on your own and why the three pillars of successful investing, discipline, process, and time are working against you. So let's talk about the pride problem. Why do we pick stocks? Be honest, it's not just about returns. It's about being able to say, I called it at dinner parties. The thrill of finding the hidden gem everyone else missed, proving you're smarter than the average investor. This is overconfidence bias in action, and it could hurt your investment success over time. All right, I get it. You made 300% in NVIDIA. I've had my share of 3X, 5X, or 10X stocks, but that doesn't make me a genius. Early on in my investing life, before I had a process for picking stocks, I also had stocks I lost big on because I was following the crowd without a discipline and process in place. Now, here's what the research shows. When you pick individual stocks, you're not just competing against other retail investors like you. You're competing against institutional investors with billion-dollar research budgets, AI-powered trading algorithms processing millions of data points per second, full-time professionals who've dedicated their entire careers to this profession. And even they struggle. Professional active fund managers, people who do this 60 plus hours per week, only beat the S&P 500 about 27 to 40% of the time. Think about that. The pros with unlimited resources lose to simple index funds more than half the time. What makes you think you're different? The numbers don't lie. So let's look at the cold, hard data from Dalbar's quantitative analysis of investor behavior, the gold standard for measuring real investor returns. Over 30 years from 1993 to 2022, the average investor, 6.81% annually. The S&P, 9.81%. The gap, about 3% per year. So you might think that's only 3%, but here's what that means in real dollars. $100,000 invested at 6.81% over 30 years is $685,000. $100,000 invested at 9.81% over 30 years, about $1.5 million. You just lost about $850,000 trying to be clever, but it gets worse. 64 to 67% of individual stocks underperform the market indexes. 40% of stocks suffer catastrophic declines of 70% or more. Only 30% of stocks actually outperform over 10-year periods. You're literally playing a game where the odds are stacked against you from the start. So let's talk about the three pillars you're missing. Successful investing requires three things most stock pickers abandon. Pillar number one is discipline. When you pick stocks, every market movement becomes personal. Your stock drops 15%, you panic and sell at the bottom. It rebounds, you chase it back to the top. This is called emotional investing, and it's the number one reason for that 8.48% underperformance gap in 2024 and the 3% performance gap over the long term. Discipline means sticking to your strategy when it's uncomfortable, not checking your portfolio 10 times a day, and ignoring the financial media's fear-mongering. Can you honestly say you have that type of discipline time and time again? All right, let's move on to pillar number two. Pillar number two is process. Professional investors follow a systematic, repeatable process. quantitative screening criteria, fundamental analysis frameworks, risk management protocols, rebalancing schedules. What is your process? Is it reading Reddit threads, following Jim Cramer, buying what's trending on social media? Without a rigorous testing process, you're not investing, you're gambling. If you haven't watched my podcast episode on the prudent process for picking stocks, you can listen to that episode by clicking on the link above. Now let's move on to pillar number three, time. Here's the question nobody asks. What's your time worth? Let's say you spend 5 hours per week researching stocks, 3 hours monitoring your positions, 2 hours reading financial news. That's 520 hours per year. If your time is worth even $50 an hour, that's $26,000 in opportunity cost. Money you could have earned focusing on your actual career or business or playing pickleball or just enjoying your retirement. And remember, you're still underperforming by potentially 3% or more per year after spending all that time. So let's talk about the real cost analysis. Let's add up what stock picking actually costs you. Your time investment, research, 260 hours per year. Monitoring, 156 hours per year. News consumption, 104 hours per year. That's a total of 520 hours. That's 13 full work weeks. Then let's talk about the mental energy, the stress from volatility, anxiety about individual positions, constant second-guessing decisions, relationship strain. Ask your spouse how they feel about your stock talk. And then actual dollar underperformance. If you had $100,000 invested at 6.81% over 30 years, that's $685,000. $100,000 invested at 9.8%, the S&P 500's return, $1.5 million. So you're spending 13 weeks per year experiencing constant stress and potentially losing $700,000 over three decades. Think about it this way. Would you take a second job that paid you negative $500,000 and required 13 weeks of work annually? Because that's exactly what you're doing when you're trying to pick individual stocks on your own. All right, so we've talked a little bit about some negative things, but here's what works instead. Option one, low-cost index funds, instant diversification across hundreds or thousands of stocks, minimal fees, often under 0.1%, automatic rebalancing, no time required, historically beats 70%+ of active managers. Option number two is professional management. Hire a fiduciary advisor like myself who's legally required to put your interests first. Comprehensive financial planning beyond just investments, tax-efficient strategies, behavioral coaching to prevent emotional mistakes. I think that's one of the biggest benefits of having a financial advisor. Sometimes you're too close to your own money. I've had people say to me, it's my money, I'm going to focus on it more than you are. But the problem is you're too close to it. You're too emotional with your own money. Hiring a fiduciary financial advisor can make sure that you make the best decisions along your financial journey and not make emotional ones that can destroy your wealth building trajectory. The real win is focus your energy where it matters. Instead of spending 520 hours trying to time the market or beat the market, invest that time in increasing your income. Ask for that raise, start that side business, build valuable skills, spend time with your family, actually enjoying your life. A 10% raise on a $100,000 salary is $10,000 per year, more than you'll likely gain from stock picking, with none of the risk or stress. Look, I get it. Admitting you can't beat the market feels like admitting defeat, but it's not defeat, it's wisdom. Warren Buffett, arguably the greatest investor of all time, recommends index funds for most people. If the Oracle of Omaha says you shouldn't pick stocks, maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't pick stocks. Choose profits over pride. Choose discipline over emotion. Choose process over guesswork. Your future self, sitting on an extra $500,000 to $800,000, will thank you. If you want help building a disciplined, process-driven investment strategy that doesn't consume your life, check out the link in the description of this podcast to schedule your discovery call. And if this video helped you see things a little differently, hit the subscribe button. I share wealth building strategies every week that actually work. And remember, the best investment strategy is the one that you can stick with for decades to come. Once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.